Well, I remember we are not only on the air, but we're going for a break 70 minutes before noon. This is the Monday edition of Down to Brass Stats. Right around the corner, we got the OCM coming right up. This one from Skype, it says, in the case of privacy, take the call and say to the person, I will call you back, or pull off the road and take the call if it is that urgent. A voice piece in the ear will cause your attention to be somewhat placed wherever the device is placed on the body, similar to a handheld phone. I used those earpieces before. I didn't find that to be the case. Brass Stats, good morning. You on the air?
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I am fine, thanks. And you?
How the little one are you?
No, the little one's really good. I just half fine. They're real fine.
Okay, glad to hear. I yeah. call in the supermarket for a baby that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And this month here, before 4 years that we home, we have to get money to refer. We got to get money last month, the end of last month. And we passed inside the house, and we ain't hear nothing about it or nothing so.
Mm-hmm. I've been speaking to a number of Beautify Barbados persons on air, off air, and on social media, and I believe that from listening to you guys, without having the total story from the other side, that you guys have been hard done. And my concern is really the level of representation that y'all have available to you. It seems to me that all y'all just brought for yourself, and whatever y'all get, y'all get. That's how it looks to me from outside looking in.
Yeah.
And that I write.
You mean end of last month we didn't have to get money. I don't know we ain't here when we get it or not. You know, this is unfair to me. And we work on that house there and had that house there like a dream.
Mm-hmm. Spotless. Spick and span and spotless.
Yes.
But you would have called the office and what were you told? The office will be responsible for you collecting you where you will collect your pay, the former NCC or wherever the Beautify Barbados headquarters were.
It passed inside the house.
I know, I hear them talking about the money, the allocating money for this, that and the other, right? Where did you used to go to get your money?
My money is come from that
Was it lodged or did you have to go and collect it? I understand that. Was the money lodged or did you have to go and collect it?
No, my money is going to be quite new near.
Okay, good. So the ministry you fell under was the Ministry of the Environment?
Yes.
Did you call the Ministry of the Environment?
No.
All right, that should be your first stop. Because somebody in there would be able to provide guidance for you. Call and ask for the accounts department, anything like that. You got me?
Yeah, I get you, Mr.
Right.
Get
you do that and just keep us updated because it's one of those things where y'all at that level, people somehow, don't worry about them. You know, you fall off the thoughts, minds of many Barbadians and you can be easily forgotten. So you do that and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Brass Stats, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the program. You're on the air. Okay, yeah, they're listening. You're listening to your radio. Yes, you're on the air.
So you do that.
All right, let me go to someone else. Brass Stats, good morning. Good morning, you're on the program.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, yes. I know you're all in trouble because you can't hear the program on the phone anymore. Yes, y'all go ahead. Go ahead, you're on the air though. You're on Brass Stats. Go ahead.
Good morning, Corey.
Hey, good morning to you.
Blessed be my brother. How are
this
you?
Is blessed be my brother. I am good, man. I am good. Blessed be.
Yeah, it has been some time.
Telling me.
I have been reading in the newspaper and noticing in the advertising section that one may now offer one's services as an exorcist to the population. And having heard the Minister of Education at one point in time say that he suspects that some of the children are demon-possessed, And having heard the former Prime Minister say that sometimes he wrestles with his own demons, I wonder now if there are among these persons that advertising clientele, and if there is a lot of work for a local exorcist. What also troubles me is that I was speaking with a prominent businessman from Bridgestone recently on the same matter of demon possession and exorcism, and he seems to have to take the matter very trivial, and in his naivete, he thought that he or anybody was capable of carrying out an exorcism. And I have done some research on the subject of exorcism and demon possession, and I find it very fascinating. So, especially to the extent that the ritual is entrenched in the Roman Catholic Church. It is known as the Ritual Romanum, the Rituale Romanum, and it is really a very serious business. Now, the person advertising the paper, if I am not mistaken, is an Anglican, and the Church of England only very recently, relatively recently. They only relatively recently changed some of the requirements of the ritual of exorcism. And I am wondering if the priests in Barbados are trained at Codrington College in the ritual, the sacred ritual of exorcism. And before I continue, I would like some cursory comment on the subject matter so that I would know how familiar you are with the subject.
Well, you know, when it comes to you and your subjects, you send me to do a lot of research. You make sure that I have to research these things. But I was actually thinking about some of these things recently, but more so along the same political lines as we're in the political season. I was speaking to one of the colleagues here yesterday, one of the older colleagues, and he was telling me that, I don't know if there's any link between this and what you said just now, but he was telling me he finds that the Anglican, Catholic, Methodist to a lesser extent, Moravian to a lesser extent, tend to support the Labour Party, whereas the Democratic Labour Party gets the support from the Pentecostals and the newer churches and so on. So I was thinking of some things like that, but more to do with I wouldn't want to say more to do with matters that we discuss on a daily basis, you know, more earthly matters and not matters of the high.
I wonder if when people in Barbados leaving church on Sunday morning say that they are devout Christians, I wonder if they recognize that the Church of England, who most of their ceremony comes under and ritual come under, also very informed and they also practice the ritual of exorcism. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I've studied this matter for some time, and the most recent revision of the ritual that I am aware of with regard to the Church of England would have been in the same year I was born, 1952. So I would think that between then and now, that the Church of England has made more recent revisions. But however, having said that, there are some aspects of the ritual of exorcism that still hold fast. And we should not assume that, as some Christians do, some Christians readily accept God but not a role of the devil, and some readily accept angels but not demons. And this is not with no reference to angels and demons.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to go. We got to come back. If you can hold on, we'll come back because we're trying to start out something here for the OCM News. We're going to bring that to you as soon as that is made available. This is the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Let's go back to the lines and say good afternoon and welcome. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. All right, let's keep it going. 9 minutes afternoon, Brass Tacks, you're on the air. All right, let's try that again. Brass Tacks, good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey Lane.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm calling here in the light of the bicycle helmet affair.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Then I know that people will be saying that I am right, some will be saying I'm wrong. But when you're going out to buy a bicycle, that means the person that's selling the bicycle should be giving you a helmet. with the bicycle, because you can't move it from the location without the helmet.
Man, they tell you put it in a car.
and also that would go for motorcycles too.
No, I think it should have been always so for the motorcycles. But I saw someone saying something similar, and then someone was countering saying that it could be a second bicycle that you're buying, so you could have had a helmet before. So we're getting into some technicalities here.
Yeah, but if you're buying a second bicycle, yeah, I mean, you should be walking with the helmet you had before.
Correct. So you mean because then the stores will be encouraging illegal activity by letting you ride off with a bicycle before a helmet?
You should be supplying a helmet now.
Mm-hmm. I doubt they're going to do that, though. I doubt they're going to sell that separate.
All of that could be in the package of buying the bicycle.
Mm-hmm. I guess some smart business people, I could see them doing packages like that. The thing is, some of the laws that even existed before in relation to reflectors and so on, a lot of these laws are not followed. You know, we have a lot of laws on the statute books that are really observing the breach. You know, even when you look at license plates and how they're supposed to do, and even the road disc and how many inches it's supposed to be from the windscreen, you know, you're just getting your plaster it on.
Yeah.
And then one morning you wake up and realize that people either enforcing laws or they've implemented laws and you now have to follow it. My thing, I don't like how things are rolling out. We are not rolling out like a developing society that's 51 years old. We mature, we learn from our mistakes, we assess developed countries and developing countries and come up with our own unique style of doing things. It feels very haphazard, and it feels as though the whole idea of the democracy project is in peril.
Dwindling. Yeah, because what I'm going to tell Corey, I spoke to Santa Price a couple of months back when I told him that I think that the police should get some more latitude to do a search on private properties and things. I said that on Brass Stop.
So it's your fault that we're in position that we're in.
Listen, no, it's not my fault. Listen, and he told me it can't happen because we are a democracy, so I want democracy going.
Oh boy, that's a question we leave the public to answer for themselves. Really. But that's it for you, sir. But thank you.
Please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, we started, we didn't even give the number for the day and the WhatsApp number. We just take it for granted that you know the number and you know the WhatsApp number. So the number for Brass Stars is 4341790. That's 4341790. And it's also, you can send WhatsApp to 266-4862. We're going to try very hard to read those WhatsApps coming in from you. I'll read this one and go back to the telephone lines. This one says, again, they didn't think this through. You pull off the road or stop one side to take a call, but you still get reported because you're on your phone and the engine is still on. Now, Corey, explain this, please. Because your car is stationary, you're not driving. So how can you be reported for that? In discussions back and forth, I don't think there is good clarity on this issue, because one of the persons I know spoke to an officer and he said, if you're stationary, you will not be reported. And then I heard an officer on the ear had said that you will be reported. I think the law speaks to operating a vehicle and not necessarily driving the vehicle or operating the phone or something like that. So there's some more clarity needed for this. I think at the end of the day, you should let common sense prevail, because there's a very popular saying that the law is an ass. And I think that the people using the law need not to be such. So you must let common sense prevail. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Brass Stats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey Lane. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
This morning changes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
A friend called to make a complaint about the garbage in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to say thank you to the Transition Service Authority. They picked up all the garbages on Saturday in St. Thomas.
That was probably in the pipeline, huh?
Yeah. I hope that I don't have to do this every month, having a call to ask to pick a garage in St. Thomas. At least do a schedule, if you know, limited trust. Schedule that each constituency, each area has a picked up at the same time. Every week, not every 4 to 3 weeks. That's how it tends to be done like that.
You sound like a friend of mine named Ryan. This is Ryan?
You had come in here, Link
Curry. But I listened to your call on Friday, and I said, this keeps sounding like Ryan was still. I was to find out if it was you. But I'm so glad you called back, because you know sometimes people call to complain and they give Brass Stats a bad name. a program of complainers. But I like when we are able to effect some community change, or it can be credited to us, because we don't know whether or not that was the reason. It's just sometimes these things happen.
But what's happening, Barbados? Mm-hmm. That's called Barbados, and it's happened.
It happen. I tell people all the time, there's a good chance that you may get some resolution, but there's also a chance that sometimes people take a different road. It may be a road you may consider immature or whatever, but some people say, you're playing your calling program for me. Nothing's at rest for you. So they get a lot of animosity because of that, because you what do you call, you ball them out. But I think we just need to expose these things, not for the wicked, saying to be wicked, but really and truly to bring highlight to people in terms of the plight of people. So it's not only your garbage that you would have been, you know, calling about. You would have been calling about the garbage of the community. And exactly. So we take for granted that these things are really health hazards. And if we allow these things to continue, it will become second nature for us, and we become a very dirty people and a very unhealthy people.
We don't want that. So
we don't want.
The best part in Barbados is St. Thomas. They want to keep it looking beautiful. It's always green.
Yeah, well, I like you're somebody that represents your parish, and I listen to your call, and I really want to commend you for making that type of call. I think a lot more citizens need to really, you know, sometimes put aside a lot of the things that we consider to be important, and deep down we know not to be important. We're doing it for some, you know, self-grand. We're trying to promote self or promote party or promote a person with an agenda in mind, right? But at the end of the day, I think if we're more community-minded and we focus on the issues of Barbados, that Barbados could really be a better place.
Yeah, it's work together to move forward together.
Mm-hmm.
One man can't move forward if you whole country by itself. Right. So that's what things are.
And it really,
I noticed
really
that when something happens, I call in, because my neighbors will tell me, but I also take a chance to call.
Mm-hmm.
I get it happen. And they're happy.
But you ever start to wonder why so many of them would rely on you to call and they would not want to call?
I never did ask.
Right. I think it's something worth doing, because a lot of people see me and they want me to raise issues. When you see the program finish, my phone go off like crazy. And I just beg people sometimes to give me a little 15 minutes, half hour. I don't want to continue brassing. That's most days after it's finished, you know, and they want you to put something there for them, and it's a pick up the phone and call. And there's a greater message in this, and that is for us to participate in our country. Participatory democracy is what we want. We do not want a case where 5 families or 30 people in parliament, that they make all the decisions for all of us. I think each and every Barbadian, you have a right, because you pay taxes. No taxation without representation. You are to be represented, and you are to represent yourself. And that is the key thing in this whole thing. Too many of us want to rely on a couple big mouth people on the radio, or a few politicians here or there, or a few families running the show. We have to take hold of this situation. And if that's why I commend you for what you did, it may seem simple and frivolous, but to me, we need a lot more of this right across the board.
Yes, represent yourself and your community.
Anyhow, thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. Keep it up. Go quickly.
I've been hearing people calling us with the burger ring, right? I think I heard it. And me and Molly, or one of her members, speaking about it, that when they come in office, they want to pledge later that Barbados have a standard date for elections, which is good. Because right now, a lot of people don't know what's happening. You pass the estimates, nobody can pass, because what's going to happen? It's on the whole country at gunpoint. So I believe we have a standard date for elections, like what's proposed by the opposition. It will make things easy for everyone.
I don't want to drag this on, because we got a lot of calls back up, right? But to me, right, I understand the call for elections, because the country is in limbo, right? But 5 years is 5 years. Whether you know when within that 5 years or not, to me, it doesn't think, because it's like people are really, really anxious, and that is the big problem. I know a lot of people will not agree with me here, but this is my opinion, and I hold into it. 5 years, 3 months, every election is 5 years, 3 months, every election. Now, because everybody did it in 4 years or 5 years at that, or 4 years and 9 months, and then someone come along and use 5 years, 3 months. Now, if we condition ourselves that it's 5 years, 3 months from now on, we won't be too greedy with the hot, cool kind of styly. That's how I see it. it has to be called within a particular time. Like, for instance, they didn't want to dissolve Parliament. Parliament constitutionally dissolve itself today. It just take time. I don't think, like for instance, let me wrap this up by saying this. Suppose we felt as though Parliament should have been wrapped up 2 years ago, and we had a set date of the five-year period. We still would have had to wait for the 2 years. And depending on how you rate it, it could not have been dissolved within the three-year period that would have been more desirous. So that's why I think people need to be careful. And the election will call when the election call. Now, you may put that down, oh, supporting this burst. No, the election got to call. It got to call. I want it to call too. That's the truth. I want the election to be gone by now, especially when I understood where our foreign reserves were, when I understood the lack of confidence, consumer and investor, that is within the society, and I believe an election with a new, fresh mandate could solve some of that. I wanted it to be done and gone as well. Brad Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Mr. Lynn.
Thank you for welcoming me.
The gentleman that just called and said the garbage in St. Thomas picked up.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't heard well and see a garbage truck for a month now.
Oh.
It might be picked up in his district,
mm-hmm.
but not other district.
But look at it this way. It's interesting you call and say that. Friday he called and said, you know, the people in St. Thomas ain't see a garbage truck for about a month. And then he said it was picked up here recently. He only called Friday, so he don't have picture that they could pick up the whole of St. Thomas in about 2-3 days. So they're probably getting to you.
And the next thing, you just stay too long talking to one person,
mm-hmm.
and calls backing up.
It happens sometimes. Sometimes they talk for 2 minutes, 4 minutes, sometimes 12 minutes. But it depends on how engaging the person
is. 3 minutes is the longest.
No, man. Somebody like Auntie America calling and flowing down the road. You don't want to cut him off.
I love to hear him. I love to hear him.
See what I mean now? So it goes. It depends. I will manage that process. Don't worry about it. You keep
okay,
good.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
And you have 1 minute and 4 seconds. See, some okay, short, bye-bye. Some long. Too sweet. Good afternoon. Brad Stats, you on the air. Brad Stats, good afternoon. I want to read this one from my friend. I know she doesn't want me to call her name. I usually don't, but I will call it today. But at the end of it. Hi, Corey. That statement you made about Barbadians not being or being disconnected about the tax it pays being spent is so true. Our people feel that it is about politicians putting a little money in our pockets while failing to realize that they're putting multi-millions of taxpayers' money in the hands of a moneyed few, taking from the poor and giving to the rich. Then those rich leave legacies for generations to come. When you hear what's going on, it makes your hair straighten. It can't curl up no more than it already is. You know what? I'll probably leave out her name out of that one. 23 minutes afternoon. Brad Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Okay, let's go again. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hey, good afternoon. Brad Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
A blessed day to you, Mr. Lane.
A blessed day to you as well.
Thank you. I trust that your weekend was a beautiful one as well.
Yes, it was. Too short as usual.
Well, okay. I heard Ms. Motley said that if she wins the government, within 7 days or days or thereabouts, she will declare the South Coast where the sewage and so on is a disaster. And that she will send home, and the workers will go home, and National Insurance will pay them.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not hear her mention who will pay the hotels that those workers, when they go home, and those hotels will lose their business. I did not hear her say who will pay the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, or did you hear any mention of?
From what I read and what I saw and what I heard, it sounded like the government, the taxpayers.
The pay the hotel. Because, mm-hmm. You see, Mr. Lynn, when I heard that, I asked myself, if our country is cash strapped, how would you do this? And those, because those businesses that are going to close, they will have to be compensated.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I ask myself.
But
ask
you may not want to hear this, but forget the messenger. Let me deal with the message a minute, right? I support closing down out there and fixing the problem once and for all. Investing in it because it's an investment. And allow me to tell you why, and then allow you ample opportunity to come back in and rebut me, right? Now, I was speaking to some operators in that area, and they said to me that for the first time, they had guests between 25 and 30 years coming here that did not come this time. And some that said to them that was coming for over 20 years that they're not coming back if it is not done and not fixed by next year, right? Or by this year. And to me, one would say that, you know, Barbados is missing out on a few thousand dollars if these people don't come back. And then it occurred to me that if they were coming here for 20 years and 30 years and 35 years, they would have brought their children. They would have brought their grandchildren, who would then in turn bring their children and their grandchildren. Now, next year, if they go to a neighboring Caribbean island, and God bless that Caribbean island that they go to, who is to say that they will not continue to go to that Caribbean island for the next 10, 20, and 30 years? So we will miss out for generations because of an issue that we refuse to face frontally today, to know. That is how I see it. So, and then you multiply that across the board. Multiply that by the friends that they speak to that they will bring along as well. So I think that it is good to, you know, as the old people say, you know, a stitch in time saves nine, or cut your nose to spoil your face. I never understood those types of saying, but you understand what I'm saying. I'd rather put $1 million up in compensation to save $1 billion over the next generation. That is how we see it. How do you see it, sir?
No, Mr. Lennon, I do not refute that people who come to Barbados over the years would be concerned about what is happening there. And I do not believe that anyone would be happy with what's happening, because it's not a comfortable situation. It having been what it is now, it has mushroomed, because this is something I heard Mr. Agard said in Parliament, that this is not something that just started. We've been having problems with it for a long time, very, very, very long. But the government is working all it can, and it has sought the kind of assistance that it can to rectify the problem. The Prime Minister did say it's not just a short problem. It's a long-term solution that has to be sought for the project. And the government is looking to bypass certain systems to put in the appropriate piping and so on to have this thing rectified. And it is not an overnight thing. It's not just a sink burst or something like that. It's a system that is for miles and miles long that has to be looked at. But I believe that when you're going to look at a situation, now I hear this, when Ms. Marty spoke, she does not know how long these people will be home, because it's not an overnight thing. So it is not say you can send home people and don't know how long they're going to be home. Because then these businesses are still operating. Because then they understand and they realize the government is doing what it can to rectify the situation. So to say you can just close, send them home without looking at the other aspect of the sending home. And I heard people criticizing the government and borrowing money from national insurance. Now you're going to put hundreds and hundreds of workers on national insurance pay for how long, you don't know. And then outside of that, the other compensation that you're going to have to pay these hoteliers. So I think this is not just a fly-by-night thing. It's a major problem.
Forget the fly-by-night thing, because I don't think anybody would suggest it's fly-by-night. We've already established that it's been going on for years. And if you want to hold on and come back, because I wanted you to deal more directly with the point that I put to you in terms of what the alternative of leaving it as it is. And, you know, people getting sick, you being sued, you losing generations of return visitors and so on. I want you also to connect with those things as well. But it's time for the latest from the Starcom Network News. So we have to stick a pin there and we'll be back right after that. This is the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. There are no more turns in this edition. Brass Tacks, good afternoon, sir. Are you still there?
Yes,
I'm still here, Mr. Lane.
Yes, please. Yeah. Carry on.
You said...
I want you to make contact with the points that I brought to you.
Right.
Many people call me off the air and message me and say, Ms. Motley spoke about food establishments and not hotels. But I remember there was some mention about accommodating guests at other places and so on. But I just wanted to put that out there because people wanted that, you to be mindful of the fact that she spoke specifically about the food establishments.
But then also, Mr. Leon, that does not negate the fact that they would have to be compensated.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what the person said, I don't know. Well,
but food establishment, hotels is different because the quantity of the being able to pay those people would be a lot more, and the hotel and the business and loss of business and all of that. It'd be different. Quantum would be very different. So don't pull that as a point.
I'm not gonna pursue that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you, now you made a statement just saying that it's better than leaving it, doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't accept that. I think you need to rebrand that statement because it is not it's not a fact, mm-hmm. what you said, because there's nobody in Barbados would say that the government is doing nothing.
No. I mean not to close. Don't rebrand my statement altogether to the point where you take it out of context. Do you see a cost to leaving everything as is right now?
But that is not happening, Mr. Lane.
No.
You're
on side with me. To leaving the situation or leaving the food establishments open, the hotels open, the road open, while they seek to do different things and different fixes. Do you see a cost to that?
There is a cost. I'm saying to you, the government is doing things to the sewage. That's why we're speaking about. They are doing things to the point even where they're seeking funding for the new lane of the main, because it obviously is a major, and the Prime Minister did mention that. He said it's a major thing that has to, it's a long-term thing. And don't care if the government changes tomorrow, it's still going to take time to rectify it. And the government is doing things to have it rectified the best way they can. And nobody would deny that. I mean, nobody is happy about it. There's nobody in their right mind would say yes, that they're happy. But then again, also there's nobody in their right mind should say that the government is doing nothing or leaving it as it is.
But you coming up with these things. Like today, I'm going to talk about government doing nothing. The government could not be doing nothing. They're doing testing for wells, they divert the sewage.
When you use the same boat, leaving it as it is, what
when I say leave, I mean leaving the food establishments open while raw sewage flow in the streets. There's some brown sediment under some water flowing. Do you know what that is, sir? There's some toilet paper flowing in the road. Do you know what that is?
No.
It is not chocolate.
Yes, I understand that. But you would also remember, Mr. Lane, that it was also established in the news that health inspectors went into those establishments, examined, checked, and gave instructions as well. You would also remember that, didn't you? Don't you? I'm not saying to you.
And you heard about the testing and the testing regimen being called in the question after. You heard about that as well.
Well, I heard...
I don't need for a health inspector. I believe in systems and so on, but I don't need a health inspector to tell me not to, you know, eat food where there is raw sewage outside of the door. When you go into a chicken pen, you got to dip your foot in a solution coming in and going, you know, far less more, you're talking about people's food. And if that is okay... The extreme that we go to then at Bridgetown Market, Cropover and so on, where everything have to be stored a particular way. I am sure if I go and set up a stall next to sewage, that it will get shut down. The thing is, right, this was hurt me, right? People start with this party thing. Where Barbados is falling? You know what I'm saying? Because if A do it, it is a problem. If B do it, it is okay. And then when the situation change, you see... Let me keep my composure here, right? At the end of the day, we have to understand what is best for Barbados. We cannot say, I support this because I support the messenger. Either you support it because it's what is best for Barbados and Barbadians, are you doing supporting?
Mr. Lane, I am not justifying sewage on the street. That's not what I'm, that is not.
You know, in my opinion, I feel you are, because you're talking about health inspectors and the government trying to do this, and you are not taking the fact, you want to see that the South Coast remain as it is while we try things.
No, how could you just say something like that? Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
I said to you, it's okay to leave it like that?
Yes, you did.
When did I say that?
All throughout your conversation.
Mr. Lane, I said to you, if you remember that there were...
So you're supporting to shut it down then? That's what you're saying?
I'm saying to you...
To shut it down.
Can I go on?
Yes, you could go on. You could go on.
I said to you that there were health inspectors because in the government is concerned and the country is concerned about health and all of that. And there were checks sent in by the officials in those establishments. I'm not saying to you that there was anything that was done or that it should remain like that. I'm just trying to establish the fact is and to get you to hear and to understand that the government did make efforts in with the establishment.
I want to ask you one question before you go. How often do you eat on it? How often do you... Let me get... This is brass stats. This ain't... Let's dialogue for hour. How often do you eat on the South Coast? And where are the places that you eat? I'm meeting you there now. Go ahead. Name.
I don't go on that side. I don't go on South Coast.
All right, sir. Call. Have a good day. Brass stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Wait, before you go, let me read this one for a time gateway. I love these messages. I don't know where these people get this here from. Hi, Corey. Only helmets for a bicyclist? Why not seatbelts as well? And how can a security guard working on a night shift wake up in the morning? Corey, are you sleeping? Good afternoon, Corey. I noticed that when I text you and it's not very complimentary or what you want to hear, that I'm automatically logged in your bad books. And then you refuse to read my text forevermore. Good thing I don't work for you. In other words, you read text selectively. That's why it's better to call if possible. God, I love you. Brass Stats, good afternoon. Sorry, caller. Go ahead. I didn't want to miss on that one.
Mr. Corey.
Yes, please. The caller of the year.
Well, thank you, sir. I haven't got any check yet. When I receive the check, I believe you.
David Ellis, I think he has that check. I don't know if he signed it. Yeah, you have to talk to him next time.
Okay.
Tell him that. Well, I promise you a check from him.
I guess you're a call sign. You have a call sign, so I'll look forward to that, sir.
Come on, we got limited time. Go ahead.
Since we're talking about this, of course, again, did you see yesterday's Advocate page too?
No. Tell us.
You should have a look at it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very informative. I got the South Coast, George Brother, South Coast update yesterday on this page 2 of the Advocate. Mm-hmm. It says here in conclusion, the South Coast plant was built to facilitate 2.5 million gallons of sewage per day.
Mm-hmm.
It currently takes approximately 8 million gallons per day.
I need to get Mr. Hutchinson back on that, because Mr. Hutchinson was telling us all along that it was never an issue with capacity. I know we're hearing about this thing with capacity.
Well, I believe that you're the massaging, sir. I just tell what you see here, and I know that.
So which word are you taking, Mr. Hutchinson, or this one?
I'm
which one are you choosing?
I'm taking on Mr. Hutchinson, sir. I'm taking what you see right in here.
Why you choose that one?
Because and you still have to have a certain amount of credibility before to put these things in. I know.
But it's people like Mr. Hutchinson that speak to newspapers as well, too.
But I've heard Mr. Hutchinson, I've heard Mr. Hutchinson's version of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Look, 5 years ago, before this thing started to collapse, the same Mr. Hutchinson was on the program. And he never admitted that that capacity was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the problem is. Mr. Corey, you would know for a fact.
So it wasn't anything to do with maintenance, it was capacity.
It was capacity. You would know
capacity. No maintenance. Everybody talking about this maintenance thing. What maintenance?
Yeah, I know. That's just an excuse. But you would know, Mr. Corey, that when that so-called project was erected, there was no Kentucky or Chaffet and Oysters. They're two big installments. There was no EY building. There's another building there just below Welch's and Christchurch. All these were domestic residences, and they've gone from maybe six people or seven people in the family to 60 and 70. So the amount of students obviously is going to increase. I mean, there's not just can't stand it. It's just there for everybody to see. You understand? But the other thing I want to tell you, sir, is that this thing about paying people, paying the hotel is not. No politician, prime minister, minister of finance, or leader of the opposition can promise anybody that they're going to pay anybody anything unless they can fill up their pocket. Mm. Because any money has to come, government has to come through parliament. Parliament will have to approve this. And if you're going to pay for, I don't know where you pay for national insurance, because national insurance doesn't make provision for that. It would have to come from the Sound House Judges Fund, and it would have to come through a vote in Parliament. So I just want to make that clear, that nobody can promise nobody taxpayers' money at the taxpayers' expense. Now, Mr. Corey, the other thing I want to say very quickly. I look here on the, today is what? This is the address again, page 16, the 3rd of March. And it says here, winter storm battered U.S. Eastern Seaboard. 2,600 flights have been canceled. Now, you know what's going to happen? That is going to affect Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. So this here is another act of nature, which is going to result in losses to hotels, aircraft, and everything. Are we going to pay them too? Are we going to pay the hotels here for the people who should be coming in yesterday and today and tomorrow? Are we going to pay them too? These are acts of nature, and there's nothing you can do to stop them. If you have an earthquake, you can't do nothing about that. If you have a flood or tsunami, you can't do anything about that. These are acts of nature. Mm. And I don't understand why people seem to feel that these things are unusual. It gets me a bit paying politics. The final point, so very quickly, Mr. Corey, we have been talking a lot about integrity legislation. We've been talking a lot about anti-corruption and so on. Because I've seen your name. I think I saw your name on some list of something.
Integrity Group Barbados.
That's right, sir. Congratulations, sir. I am glad your eyes are now open. Now, Mr. Corey, I saw in the newspaper yesterday a document. It's a document that is an official document from government files. It's a confidential document from government files. I want to know how that document got in the possession of the press or of the opposition. How did the opposition get these documents in the press? And you talking about that is an offense against the law. Mm. That is a breach of the Official Secrets Act.
I thought you coming. You happy that the information out in the public, people doing our business,
no,
I know
you can't
want
have
this secrecy.
You can't have it both ways. Mm. You can't have it both. If you're a businessman and you're conducting business with somebody overseas, and you're saying that your business is in your newspaper next day, you wander off on your secretary or whoever's in the meeting, who leaked this document? Just something called leaking information.
Leaking is a serious problem in terms of how documents are supposed to be handled. But when it happens in the way it's happened lately, it's something that I have not been too upset about, because it is usually something in our best interest. But anyhow, Arthur, there's a lot I want to say to you, but in relation to the capacity issue, people are sending me some articles and so on, and I can let the professionals actually call them out, actually. Mr. Hutchinson and others, please come back to the forum and let the people know the truth in relation to the capacity. I want to read this one before we run out of time, and this one says, as a part of your discussion about having participatory democracy, I would like to see the following considered. In many instances, Barbadians see their members of parliament or candidates once every 5 years and seemingly have little opportunity to engage with these persons and let them know how they feel about the policies and laws agreed in parliament. I'd like to see new legislation intended to be brought to parliament shared on its website first, and the parliamentary representatives can have a town hall meeting of sorts to educate constituents about new policies and get their feedback on issues likely to affect them. Personally, I love to share my views about the estimates of revenue and expenditure or the budget to my fellow constituents and my member of parliament in an open forum so that he or she can represent those views on our behalf in the House of Assembly. Of course, this would mean that MPs will have to discuss the substance and content of the policy and laws instead of spending half an hour bashing each other to no one's benefit. What a wonderful text to finish on. And I believe that it is something that we should consider. This one just in, it says, now a message on WhatsApp has been circulating about the tsunami alert for Barbados. This message has been issued by the Government Information Service. You can share it now, and it really is talking about I think we had a bit of this in the 12:30 news. So that's just to let persons know that that is not anything to be alarmed about. So you can just stay tuned here, and we will keep you up to date on the developments there. Well, this has been the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I want to thank Graham Vaughn, and I want to thank all you who participated and made the program what it has been. I'm Corey Lane, your host and moderator. Do enjoy the rest of your day. Lane out.